This week on the Georgia Health Report, we discuss the Atlanta-based foundation providing lodging for organ transplant patients. I'm your host, Lauren Baggett, Communications Director for the College of Public Health at the University of Georgia. And as always, I'm joined by Andy Miller, editor of Georgia Health News. Andy, the Jeffrey Campbell Evans Foundation offers lodging to patients who are awaiting transplants. Why would these patients need lodging?
Well, many times these transplant centers are in urban or suburban areas, and a person awaiting a transplant has to be checking in for care and maybe, in fact, in the hospital. And so a family, particularly those that live hundreds of miles away, are going to need lodging to stay in touch on a daily basis with their loved one. And moving to an urban or suburban area near or next to a hospital isn't practical for many of them. And a hotel room would cost hundreds of dollars a month. Health insurance restrictions, in fact, require organ transplant patients to relocate to be closer to hospitals that do these transplants.
And what motivated the Evans family to establish the foundation?
Well, they unfortunately had the experience of their son waiting for a transplant for years. Jeff Evans was healthy. He was 23 years old. He was an accomplished cook. He was athletic, but he had a heart problem that was caused by a virus and needed a transplant. And so they went through the ordeal of, the family did, of having to drive on a daily basis from their Duluth home to Atlanta. And they felt, unfortunately, Jeff did pass away. He did not receive a transplant, but the family in their grief felt that there was something that they could do to help others, and they came up with this idea of having this place for families to be close to their loved one.
So how many Georgians are on a wait list for an organ transplant? What is the need?
We're told that there are more than 5,000 awaiting a transplant of one type or another. And it reminds me that it's very important for Georgians to offered to donate their organs, and people can sign up to do this, and it's so helpful to some of these families who are waiting.
And what are the next steps for the Evans Foundation? Are there plans to expand their organization to other states?
Well, they're focused on primarily on Georgia, and what they would like to do is have an entire apartment complex devoted to families that they can have lodging in during these very difficult times. And so they'd like to actually serve more people. And it's they've got plans already drawn up, and it's something that they would like to see happen.
Andy Miller of Georgia Health News, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
The Georgia Health Report is a production of WUGA Athens, Georgia Public Broadcasting, and the University of Georgia College of Public Health. To hear this and other Georgia Health Report segments, find us online at WUGA.org or gpbnews.org.